Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Miss Tanya E. That was Evelyn Sherilyn Encore. Y'all know how we used to do back in the days with that song. It's still a classic song today. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, welcome, family. Today is, where are we at now? March. Oh, my goodness. We are already in the third month of the year, family. How about that? March 4th, 2015. I want to first, thank you all that are listening live for your time, because you didn't have to do it, but we're thankful that you did. And if you listen to our archive show as well, we thank you for your time. So we never want to leave out before saying thank you to our listeners for tuning in today. We have a special feature guest that I actually had the pleasure to meet sometime last year during a book signing for the book that came out for two well-known authors, Rashonda Tate Billingson and Victoria Christopher Murray. And I actually read some of their books as well, so that's why I was there. And I met this sister, and, you know, we were sitting talking, and then at the end, we were looking around, and I believe she approached me, and we came at the same time, at the same place, and, you know, told me to, you know, keep writing, because I write as well, but I have a lot of writer's block and other things going on, but there's no excuse. I'm still going to do it. But our sister that we have on hold right now, I am so proud of her, because she has continued her determination to do her writing, which has now led her to becoming a known author today, less than 1 year. So before we get into breaking up the bread, family, I would like to introduce you all to our special featured guest, author now, LaShae Weaver. Are you there?
Yo.
Hey, did you like that song back there? We have a little technical difficulties over here. I don't know what's going on with this situation over here, but we're going to make it do what it do. But you dancing on that side to say, hey, hello?
Yes, I was.
Okay. I like to give our special feature guest a little bit of, you know, some sounds to get you, you know, in the right mindset and just like dancing on the side before we really come in to break bread, because this is what we do. This is Sounds Off, and Fear Does Not Live Here, and we speak the truth as well as the solution. Now, today we have you as our special feature guest, so why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, and then we will continue to break bread with you, LaShane.
Good morning, everybody. My name is LaShane Weaver, and I'm a contributor to the hot new anthology, The Dating Game, by Brown Girls Publishing. And I hope everyone will enjoy it as much as we enjoyed writing it.
Well, let's get into, okay, that's not just the interview. That is not just breaking out of bread, Missy. We need to know about you. How did you get into writing? Let our listeners know a little more about you before we really get into what led you into becoming one of the authors under the Brown Girls book.
Well, I've always had a passion for writing, and that began back in, you know, when I was a child, but it began with reading. I did a lot of reading as a child, and that kind of sparked my interest in writing. So I would always, you know, make up stories, and I loved creating characters, and I even wrote my first manuscript in fifth grade. But that's kind of where it all began. So I've always had the interest. And the passion is just, you know, just pushing forward through with it and, you know, just doing it every day and, you know, and just, you know, perfecting the craft of it. So that's kind of how it all began through childhood.
Okay, but you're also a graduate of which college and what was your major?
North Carolina State University, and I was an English major, class 2007.
Okay. Hey, 2007. Hey. okay, so you were writing when you was young, and it was something that you loved to do because you would read, and then you actually went to college and graduated under English. So that actually helped you as well to move forward towards your writing. Is that correct?
Yes. I always knew that I wanted to, you know, have a career in writing. So I was like, well, probably the best major for me, because I always enjoyed writing papers in high school. I was the one that, you know, liked to do the research papers and do the research. So I said, well, you know, if I can get a, you know, education in it, then I could just do anything with an English degree as far as writing or anything, you know.
Okay. Well, then that's actually right. If you had the love for writing, then that would be the thing to do. So that's, go ahead, LaShane. Now, look at here. You have a twin sister. And like I was telling you earlier offline, family, I thought I was seeing two. But I said, no, I know that's her sister, but I didn't know you was a twin. How did that work out, like, growing up? Like, you were the writer. What were your sister doing? And say her name, too, so we give her a shout-out as well.
Well, my name is LaShane, and hers is LaShawn. But she, we used to write, you know, together sometimes as a child, but I guess I enjoyed it a little bit more than she did. And she's, in the medical field, so, you know, we're different in that aspect, but we're very close, you know. That's my best friend, and, she's very supportive, you know, so I love her for that.
Now, that's awesome, and actually, you being the writer now for the Brown Girl book, let's talk a little bit about that, because we're going to take a little break also, but let's get into that just a little bit. Now, how did that come about? Because when I met you, Barnes & Noble, for the book signing, we were speaking some real issues, and both authors were so down to earth and being just as open as we were. Was that your first time meeting them? Or you, I know you're one of your favorite writers, authors, but was that your first time meeting them, and when you met them, did they succeed what you expected from them as authors, well-known authors?
I had met Rashonda before with Victoria here in Durham, maybe a few months or maybe a few months prior to that. So I've met both authors before, and they're always just, you know, funny and down to earth, and, you know, so it was, you know, a fun time, you know, meeting them.
Okay, and your interest when we were talking that day, you know, the interest of you saying that you was an aspiring author, what was the key point that led them to, what did they say that day that gave you hope that you would be one of their brown girls, included one in their brown girls books?
When Tori was here, you know, I just told her, I said, well, I'm going to work with you one day. And she was like, well, are you writing? And I said, well, yeah, I'm writing, you know. And, you know, at the time, she didn't know that I had submitted an entry for the anthology. And then I worked with her later on. She did an online writing workshop that I participated in, and which was very invaluable. You know, she, you know, just shared so much, you know, information with, you know, aspiring writers. That, you know, that we can just take with us going forward. And so that's kind of how that happened. So, like I said, but I've always, you know, aspired to write, and whether or not I was going to be picked up by somebody, that didn't matter, because I've always had plans to, if I wasn't going to be, you know, with a major publishing company, then I was definitely going to self-publish at some point in time, so.
Well, you know what? With that being said, family, you're listening to Sound Off, Only Fear Fears, but Fear Does Not Live Here. I'm your host, Ms. Tanya E. We have our special feature guest, author LaShelle Weaver, and we want to go into this song, and we want to dedicate it to you. Bravo. By Letticy, we will be right back.
Thank you.
Got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you not to use the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same Letticy, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New game making, big news. See if love found me, it can surely find you.
Legacy, and we dedicate that to you, Michelle. Bravo and congratulations. And now let's get into We Ain't the Huxtable. What is that about?
Well, it's about a successful single woman, and she's missing her Mr. Right. And so she's been on a quest to find a Mr. Right, you know, through a series of dating. But that hasn't gone too well for her, so she's pretty much disgusted, you know, with it all. And until a blast from the past resurfaces, and so that might change for her. And so the title, you know, is just, I mean, of course I grew up watching The Huxtables, The Cosby Show, and the title was something I always kind of had in my head as a story to write. And so I said, well, why don't I make the characters, you know, one an attorney and one a doctor? So that's kind of where that came from.
Okay. So We Ain't the Huxtables is a collective of authors, including yourself, in the title of the book, The Dating Game, which
mm-hmm.
is you tell them, because I'm not the author. You tell them what's going on with that there.
Well, The Dating Game, I call it a sisterhood of fresh new voices because it's comprised of 17 talented women writers, and there's 16 stories in the anthology, all diverse stories, so we all add a different flavor. So it's something for everybody. I mean, you know, the stories are funny. You know, some are heartwarming. Some, you know, might have the crying. But, I mean, it's just an excellent anthology. I don't think I've seen, you know, really anything like it in a while.
Okay. So 17 of the authors that are included, and it's the name
mm-hmm.
of the book is The Dating Game. And it's under
mm-hmm.
the Brown Girls Books, which is under who?
Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda Tate Billingsley.
Okay, and how can they get the book? I mean, I haven't gotten my copy yet, I will be honest with you, but I will get it. But how can they get the book? How can they get in contact with you? And also, what else can we expect from you, being that you're in the dating game?
Well, they can get a copy of The Dating Game, if they want the ebook version from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They also have paper book copies, but if you want an autographed copy, you can visit my website, LashelleWeaverWrites.com, and I'll ship the book to you wherever you are. As far as future projects, right now I'm working on my what I hope to be my debut novel, and it's called Sunday Dinner. So I'm looking forward to finishing that up and getting it out there, and hopefully, you know, this year.
Okay, what would you say to an aspiring writer as yourself where you were last year to right now? Now you're an author. What advice, what of encouragement or wisdom would you give them?
I mean, I just say if it's your passion and it's something you want to do, you have to get serious about it and make the time to do it. I mean, it's one thing to dream about doing it or say you're going to do it, but you have to actually, you know, take the steps to do it. Or otherwise, it'll just always be something you're hoping and wishing to do. So that's what I would say. If you have the passion, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's writing or whether it's, you know, painting or, you know, anything, is, you know, you have to make the time to do it and get serious about doing it. And that's what I would, you know, that's what I would say. That's what's worked for me, you know.
Okay. Now, also coming up this Saturday, you will be one of the hosts in Texas. Tell us about that as well. You got, come on, sis, let us know. Come on, what's going on? Sunday, where you going Sunday?
we're having a book release party for The Dating Game, and that'll be in Houston, Texas, at Grooves of Houston. And we'll also be signing books, and there'll also be a live version of The Dating Game performed there, you know. So we'll have good music, and it's free. So, you know, anybody in the area surrounding can come out and support. We'll be glad to see you.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, come on, family. Y'all know Lachelle. And Lachelle, how is your family, your friends? I mean, how are they reacting to now seeing your work in print and literally a book they can hold as they wait for the Sunday dinner to come about?
Everybody's excited. And, I mean, I've had so much support, and it's just, you know, I'm enjoying the ride, I guess, you know. So everybody
well,
has been
blessing.
Great.
Well, that's a blessing, and much love to your supporters, because as I always say, fans can blow anywhere, but our supporters know how to stand still when the wind blows. So much respect to your supporters, as myself as being your sister and supporting you just the same, and I wish you so much more, which is ahead of you, because you've made the first step. So congratulations once again. And before we get off of here, you're welcome. Before we get off of here, is there anything else you want to say to our listeners? I know I have all your social media outlets linked that they can reach you on our blog here. But is there anything else you would like to say? You know, we're not the Grabbies, you know, that other thing, or the Oscars, or, you know, is there anything else you would like to give a shout out to? And before we move forward and enjoy our Wednesday.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. And again, you know, if you want a copy of The Dating Game, you can go to Amazon and download the ebook version, or you can visit my website, LachelleWeaverWrites.com, for an autographed copy. And I hope you enjoy it. Happy reading, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, all right, now listening, hear me listening. you have been listening to Sounds Off Only Fear Fears, but Fear Does Not Live Here, and I am your host, Miss Tanya E., and with our special featured guest, author Lachelle Weaver. Be sure to check out The Dating Game with the other sisters that are part of this book. I'm going to definitely get it, but remember, with Lachelle Weaver, we ain't the Huxtables, and Miss, what's the name of your character? Tell me the first name, because I didn't.
Martika.
The young lady in your character.
Martika. And that's the main character.
Martika?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How did you come up with that name before I let you go? How long?
Martika, she was a pop singer in the early 90s. She had a song called Toy Soldiers. So that's kind of where I got the name from.
Okay. Okay, there's always a route to something, so I needed to know that, because I probably would have called you or even emailed you through Facebook. How did you get this name? Where did you get it from? Okay, well, now y'all know, but we're not going to tell you no more than what we have told you all thus far. Be sure to check out her website, buy her book, buy their book, because it's a collective of other authors, mm-hmm. and it's, again, under Brown Girl Books. And the name of the book is called The Dating Game. And that's the baby of, tell the author's name again, Lachelle.
You said whose author?
Tell the author's name that are the baby of the Brown Girls books. Who's running that light?
Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda Tate Billingsley.
Exactly. So, again, those two are awesome, too. So you make sure you get their books just the same. Lachelle, I want to thank you so much for granting us your time today. Wish you nothing but the best as you continue to move forward. Every step that you take will be a blessing, and every word that you write will be a print. And we're
thank
going
you
to
so
move
much.
Forward on this day of Wednesday. And I actually know the day of the week, Wednesday. I'm doing good today. Wow. All right, family, I want to thank you all once again for tuning in. You've been listening to Sound Off Only for Your Fears. I'm your host, Miss Tanya E. And let's make it happen, family. We're going to leave out of here with one of these tracks that I love. Every time I hear this song, I am on the dance floor. So we're going to turn it over to Jennifer Hudson featuring R. Kelly, doing it. It's Your World. Lachelle, it's your world, sis. Do your thing.
Thanks.
And
thank you so much.
We're going to keep it moving, family. And you know what? We approve this message. Bye-bye.
Bye.
you, baby. Should not back to loving, baby. No, no, no. You should have the world, baby. Right in the palms of your hands, oh, oh. Just tell me what to do, oh. Make your life a better life for you. Anything your heart desires, baby. See, I am born to make it happen, baby. All you gotta do, no, no, is tell me that it's me you want, loving you. And as long as you keep giving me that sweet love, point to it, baby, it belongs to you. If it's money you want me to pay your bills, buy your nice things, shop your spree.